Title: 10th Circuit holds the Controlled Substance Act is not at odds with the Fair Labor Standards Act. Content: the legalization of cannabis in several states had left a major question unanswered. Is an employee who violates the Federal Controlled Substances Act, CSA, by distributing cannabis as part of his or her job still subject to the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, which provides for the payment of wages? On September 20, 2019, in Kenny v. Helix TCS Incorporated, number 18-1105, 2019 WL 455-7433, 10th Circle, September 20, 2019, a three-judge panel of the 10th Circuit unanimously answered that question in the affirmative. The court explained that employers are not excused from complying with federal law simply because they are violating federal law in other respects, the so-called illegality defense. Most importantly, the court noted that employers in the cannabis industry should not gain an unfair advantage over other employers who are required to comply with federal law. Helix TCS Incorporated, Helix, provides security and inventory control services to cannabis businesses in Colorado. Robert Kenny, a Helix employee in Denver, regularly worked more than 40 hours each week but was not provided with overtime pay, as required by the FLSA. Kenny filed suit to claim the unpaid overtime, and Helix countered with a motion to dismiss, claiming that its employees, including Kenny, were exempt from the FLSA's requirements. Helix argued that Kenny's job activities during his employment were in clear violation of the CSA, and were, thus, not entitled to FLSA protections. The company explained that if cannabis industry employees were afforded the protections of the FLSA, the federal government would be sanctioning unlawful conduct. In other words, continuing to impose criminal sanctions on individuals for cannabis-related offenses, while simultaneously holding that the individuals engaged in those offenses are entitled to minimum wage and overtime for the same conduct, would be an absurd result. As such, Helix demanded the suit be dismissed. The district court denied Helix's motion to dismiss but certified Helix's interlocutory appeal of that order to the 10th Circuit, leading to its unanimous decision. The 10th Circuit first noted that, while the FLSA expressly includes a number of exemptions, there is no exemption listed for employees in the cannabis industry. In the court's view, Helix was asking the court to repeal the FLSA's overtime mandate, but only for employers specifically in the cannabis industry. The court feared any such repeal would encourage employers to engage in federally illegal markets in order to avoid the reach of federal laws to which they would otherwise be subject. As such, the 10th Circuit rejected Helix's arguments and affirmed the district court's ruling. On October 7, 2019, Helix filed a petition for a rehearing of the matter in bank. A hearing will likely occur in early 2020 to determine whether or not the case may proceed. Although we must now wait for a further opinion from the full 10th Circuit bench to truly put this matter to rest, it is likely the decision will provide clarity into the other unanswered questions remaining as a result of the conflict between the federal government's position on cannabis and ongoing state cannabis legalization efforts. Categories: federal law, labor and employment, regulatory compliance. As seen in Cannabis Law Blog.